This is the first time I've crossed the ocean, gentlemen, and except the first day, I haven't been sick one little bit, no sir. He brought down his fist with a triumphant bang, wetted his finger, and went on counting the bills. Oh, you're a high-grade machine with the writing in plain sight, the Philadelphian yawned. You'll blossom into a credit to your country if you don't take care. I know it. I'm an American. First, last, and all the time. I'll show 'em that when I strike Europe. Piff. My cig's out. I can't smoke the truck the steward sells. Any gentleman got a real Turkish cig on him? The chief engineer entered for a moment, red, smiling, and wet. Say, Mac, cried Harvey cheerfully. How are we hitting it? Very much in the ordinary way, was the grave reply. The young are as polite as ever to their elders, and their elders are even trying to appreciate it. A low chuckle came from a corner. The German opened his cigar case and handed a skinny black cigar to Harvey. Dot is the proper apparatus to smoke, my young friend, he said. You will try it? Yes. Then you will be ever so happy. Harvey lit the unlovely thing with a flourish. He felt that he was getting on in a grown-up society. It would take more than this to kill me over, he said, ignorant that he was lighting that terrible article, a wheeling stogie. Dot, we shall presently see, said the German. Where are we now, Mr. MacDonald? Just there or thereabouts, Mr. Schaefer, said the engineer. We'll be on the Grand Bank tonight.